Proverbs 17. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A young woman lived under harsh conditions at home. Her husband was domineering and abusive. Her children were disrespectful and rebellious. She was dissatisfied, and her unhappiness showed in her face, behavior, and tone of voice. Little things irritated her, and had it been possible, she would have gladly traveled far away to escape her unpleasant environment. Sometime later, a friend met her and noticed a beaming smile on her face. The friend was curious if something had changed in her circumstances to suddenly make the woman so happy. "How are things at home?" she asked. "Just the same," was the reply, "but I am different." C.S. Lewis once wrote, "We don't pray because it changes God. We pray because it changes us." The woman in our story came to understand this simple truth. Joy is not an emotional state which depends on positive circumstances. It's the nature of our hearts, based on the condition of our spiritual relationship with God. We can experience overwhelming joy even when we live in the midst of a very difficult environment, as long as we hold tightly to the source of joy, Jesus Christ. Psalm 89. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. As you face the challenges of your day today, choose to focus your attention on the mercies and power of God. Fight the temptation to dwell on the pain and difficulties of your surroundings. And though some might say that you are just denying reality, don't listen to them. You are allowing the Spirit of God to refresh you with His presence as you recall God's real promises from His Word. You are choosing God's reality.